Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into a short piece by Rudolf Sahlbein called When the Last Human Falls.
Right. It's interesting because you can find it as, well, both a blog post and also a YouTube transcript. The core text is the same.
Exactly. And our plan is to, you know, unpack it. It seems simple on the surface, but there's quite a bit there about, well, us and the planet.
Definitely. It hits you right away with this core metaphor, doesn't it?
Huh.
The Earth speaking, like a person.
Yeah, the YouTube intro even uses Mother Gaia, which really sets that tone.
Mm-hmm. And that opening line, when the last human falls, I will sigh and begin again. Wow, it just lands with this sense of exhaustion.
Total exhaustion and relief, almost. Like, finally I can start over.
And it contrasts that feeling with how things supposedly started.
You mean the bit about harmony? For many years we lived in harmony. I gave everything in love.
Exactly. They took only what they needed, and we were happy. It paints this idyllic picture,
mm-hmm.
a balance.
But then it flips, doesn't it? Then I became a possession, a thing to have, to be taken for granted. That's a stark shift.
It is. And the text points fingers, so to speak. It highlights selfish action and apathetic inaction.
So basically, doing the wrong thing, or just as bad, doing nothing when something needed to be done.
Precisely. It talks about warnings being ignored, voices being drowned out by wants instead of needs.
Yeah, and consequences getting dismissed, doused in absolutes instead of compromise. It's like there was no middle ground, no listening.
It sounds like a breakdown in that relationship. The give and take just stopped. It became all take.
And the results, from the Earth's perspective in the text, they're pretty grim. I grew sick, shriveled, and ugly.
Mm-hmm. Finally, my body gave up, and I could no longer heal myself. The language gets really intense there.
It does. Neglected, abused, poisoned, raped. Using words like that gives it such a visceral, personal feeling of violation.
It really does personify the environmental damage in a way statistics maybe can't. You feel it more.
Right. It makes it emotional, not just factual.
And it does mention briefly that some people tried to help. It acknowledges their efforts.
But implies it was too little, too late. Hope's last voice faded.
Yeah, that seems to be the implication. And the feeling towards humanity overall is complex,
mm-hmm.
sad mostly.
That line, none of my children were more precious, given so much, and had the boundless potential for beauty.
But they lost their way and broke my heart. It's that sense of lost potential, isn't it? Deep disappointment.
Like a parent grieving a child's choices, yeah. Squandered gifts.
Which brings us to that final thought. After all this heartbreak and destruction, when the last human falls, I will heal. I will try again.
A cycle starting over. But then there's that kicker.
The trees with brains part. Maybe this time I will give the trees a brain and leave it at that.
Yeah. That's such a striking image. What do you even make of that? Is it just metaphorical or?
Well, it certainly suggests learning from experience, right?
Right.
Maybe intelligence, as humans demonstrated, it isn't the best model for long-term survival on the planet.
Hmm. Or maybe it implies a different kind of intelligence is needed, one that's inherently more connected to the whole ecosystem.
Perhaps. It's definitely provocative. It makes you question what qualities, what kind of brain might actually lead to a sustainable existence rather than the path described in the text.
So digging into this piece, it really uses that personification, that metaphor, to deliver a pretty strong message about consequences. It's the Earth's perspective on our impact.
Unsettling, maybe, but powerful. It frames the whole environmental discussion in a deeply personal way.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you listening. Taking that trees with a brain idea, even metaphorically.
Right.
What fundamental change in our own thinking or maybe our society structure do you think is needed for us to find that harmony the text suggests we lost?
Yeah. What kind of brain or perspective shift do we need? Something definitely worth mulling over as you go about your day and, you know, interact with the world around you.